Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you want to reach out to me, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. But today we have Sean Thompson on the here with us. Thanks, brother, for coming.
Oh, thank you. You know, I have to say, I'm listening to the intro.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the greatest name ever. Dan Frio. You were born to be in something.
Bam!
I mean, you could be on a stage in Vegas in a jumpsuit. I'm Dan Frio.
Hey.
I'm just entertained. I want to walk, baby.
When my wife and I are kind of, we had a few beers
easy
or whatever,
now,
I'd say that.
Out. It's a family show.
I turn into Johnny Fontaine.
Nice.
And I do the Las Vegas thing.
Sure.
So
love it.
I asked Sean to come in today because here's what I want to focus on in this show. You're huge in Florida. Florida's an awesome place to be, especially right now. The weather, the real estate, everything. So you live in Chicago. Is Chicago a good place for rental?
No,
probably not.
So let me explain, though, because I'm uncomfortable with huge in Florida, and I'll tell you what I mean.
Okay.
I'm a real estate broker, and I have been in the past. I wasn't practicing, but I always had my license.
Sure.
I was a mercantile exchange trader, and I was a registered investment advisor. And I when you're a floor trader, you have a certain personality, right?
Yeah.
You like to be, I don't work well with others, right? I have a low tolerance for lies and scams.
Yeah.
So, but I obtained like four licenses, SEC registered.
Yeah.
And I went into the financial world of investing, and I had a proprietary system where I traded some stocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would listen to the meetings, and this was a fairly big company. And I would listen to almost, not all of them, and I don't mean to speak like this, but this particular one, and I found it to be kind of an industry standard, where they wanted a certain naivete about what the people were actually acquiring.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a vagueness in what was happening when you invest in your retirement, or they wanted control over your money and just tell you sections and industries versus how to decipher the value of something on your own.
Got it.
So I rejected that, and I couldn't take it. I actually did it for about 5 months, 6 months. And I remember thinking to myself, I would go home and I was thinking to myself, you're putting lipstick on pigs,
mm-hmm.
and you're selling people's confidence,
mm-hmm.
which makes you a confidence man.
Sure.
So I got out of it, and I said, you know, I got two kids, and I said, what else could I do and I went into real estate. And the reason is, real estate is the fundamental basis of all wealth. Ultimately, a lot of these companies you're buying are backdoor real estate companies. You know, what's McDonald's?
McDonald's, yeah.
It's a backdoor real estate company. What's Disney World for the most part?
Yeah.
You know, these are real estate companies. So why not tell the average consumer how to do it for himself and do it wisely? That being said, you have to analyze the value of real estate, and you have to expand it. You have to expound upon the concept, right? So being in Illinois about 4.5 years ago, the trajectory of the state is bankruptcy. When you're buying anything, regardless of the towns, you're buying real estate is in essence a piece of that state.
Mm-hmm.
You could like the town. One town's got
sure.
a river. The other one's got trains. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You're buying the overall state and the broader fundamental. So I looked at the different states around the country. And ironically, I love California. California, to me, is the most gorgeous state in the country. But you can't buy it. It's the same thing as here.
Yeah.
Arizona, it's okay. A lot of brown. You know, that's how I like it. But ultimately, I went to, you know, I was a fan of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked moreover at the trajectory of where Florida is headed, where it's coming from, and the principles of the politicians. Because listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, people who say I don't want to talk politics, I think they show you a certain stupidity. That's called willful ignorance. You just turn a blind eye.
Right.
Everything is politics.
Right.
Because it affects your money, honey. And if it's about your property rights.
Right.
This is the only country in the world you can go from zero to a billion. How you get there, as long as you're legal, is about steeped in those property rights.
Right.
So I wanted to focus on the parts of Florida that I found advantageous to wealth. And to me, that's South Florida. Now, ironically, I have an affiliate office in Destin, Florida, which is also very nice, but completely vacation. But Florida is unique because the eyes that are on South Florida are not just American eyes. They have a tremendous percentage of foreign buyers and holders.
Got it.
Because they're taking advantage of the currency fluctuations.
Sure.
But moreover, they're taking advantage in the ways in which you can monetize South Florida real estate, which is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
How can I maximize the real estate to its highest and best use, always and forever?
Sure.
So you can do two things when you're buying it. Let's small investor. I want a future place to retire. How can I acquire it? You can use leverage. Now, you know how you and I talk about leverage and debt, and that's your business is leverage debt.
Yeah.
You can use leverage and real estate and have somebody else make those payments and, in fact, make those payments early for you.
Yes.
And the way you do that is maximize the revenue to the property. So I find it in specific areas that allow you to do short-term rentals. And here's the other thing. Short-term renters on vacation treat your property much better than long-term renters who you don't go in and check on every month, right?
Yeah.
So it's truly winning on many levels.
Got it.
So I like small family homes or condominiums in associations that are friendly to short-term rentals. And I am big on, I like Airbnb, VRBO. These sites do your money and a lot of your headache, financial aspect of real estate, they do it for you to a certain extent. Now, they take their fee, but so what? Everybody should take their fee. So I find these properties. I manage them, a lot of them. I think I'm up to 20 for people that I do, that my clients.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, I show them how to take a 30-year mortgage and pay it off in 8-9 years because they're taking whatever money they're making and they're pounding, you know, they're killing that that base of mortgage. And that's my big thing. I like leverage debt, but it only works if you kill it faster.
Right.
Because you save yourself the threefold interest.
So here's the, I guess the question I would have is, you know, I bought a property down in Cocoa Beach, and my in-laws they've had a place down there for 30 years.
Yeah.
So I bought it. Unfortunately, I bought it pre-crash. And then sold it crash. I think we're only going to see, hopefully we only see that once in our lifetime.
Oh, I don't think so. I think there's a big one coming.
That bad of a crash?
Bigger.
Got it. Okay. So I guess my question would be is if you're here in Illinois, you might not have a clue on where, how, why, and everything in Florida. That's why I asked you to come in. It's like, I think it's a great investment for people down there. And again, my goal was I was going to buy the place, rent it out long term, and then have it paid off in 15 years or so. And then I'd have my house here in Illinois. Then I'd have the house there. Then I'd have two. I can go down there in winters, all that other stuff. It didn't work out as I was hoping, and especially in my business. You know, the world crashed in 7, 8, 9. So what would you suggest is, because you, why I wanted you in here is I feel you're my expert in Florida.
Yeah.
So how does somebody get in touch with you if they're looking to invest? I want real estate. I want rentals.
Yeah.
It's in Florida. It's half the country away. I don't know anything about it. How do I start? What's the best way to kind of go, you know, crawl, walk, and run?
Well, you know, as you can tell, I like to talk and I'll talk to virtually anybody. So the name of my company is Liberty Real Estate Services.
Okay.
I still have a 630 phone number for now. And I'll probably keep it, but 630-323-4376. That goes right to a cell phone that I always have with me. Not always, but I'll call you back. Or you could send me an email, which is obviously my favorite way.
Okay.
And that's Liberty Real Estate. My old football number 99. At gmail.com.
You look like a lineman.
No, not any. A short one. But so that's really the best way to do it. And here's the thing I got to tell you. I'm going to tell you if I don't think you're ready.
Sure.
So I cost myself a customer. I only work with people that I like and with people that get it.
Right.
Because you're not doing anyone a favor to sell them a piece of property they cannot handle or should not have. In fact, you're destroying your future credibility.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people in real estate think they're ready, but they're not.
You're dead
so
on.
You've got to you know, educate the people. That's what our job really is educating the consumer. And the other thing to remember is real estate crashes only affect you if you have debt on the real estate. It doesn't matter what your house value is until you sell it.
Right.
You can constantly monetize a bad real estate market. In fact, in some cases, you acquire more. Best thing about an imploding market is the guy who comes in and says, I'll take it all.
My neighbor did that. When I was dumping, he was loading up.
That's a smart son of a gun.
He's made gazillions on it in 2007, 8, 9. He was buying stuff pennies on the dollar.
So when you buy an investment property in particular, To me, I'm conservative. Right. Do not leverage it massively. You want to leverage 80%? Fine. Leverage 80%. Property goes down 50%, you're still okay.
Right.
Right. Read your mortgage docs. Make sure that there's not a call for more money. In some cases, there is. In some cases, there isn't. You can negotiate that. And hold the property, because the reality is, in Florida in particular, in Illinois, before the crash, we're not near those prices. In Florida, you've exceeded them.
Yeah.
It's one of the six states where real estate has exceeded pre-crash prices.
Gotcha.
Now, that's specifically in the areas I sell real estate in Florida. I'm southwest and southeast.
Okay.
It's about the water, baby.
Yeah.
You want to be near water. That's protection.
Right.
So I don't mingle in that upper Florida where, you know, you could argue those prices haven't come back.
Right.
To me, it's about your money protecting your investment.
My issue was, or my fault was, my real estate agent was terrible. I can't go down there every weekend or every month to collect rents or try to rent it or whatever. So, you know, it was never rented.
Yeah, it's a tough thing.
And that's why I was like, I would highly suggest you deal with somebody like yourself.
That's all I do.
Know what's going on.
I short-term rental. I utilize the vacation websites. And then there are some that I long-term rental.
Got it.
But I'm there every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, I go to Florida for 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And I come back here. Only because my wife won't leave, but I'm working on her. Yeah, so you have to be hands-on, but more important, you have to be knowledgeable. And that's what we want to build in the people.
Got it. Okay.
I don't want anybody to ever say, my real estate broker was terrible. I want you to be proud, even if we don't buy anything.
Right.
And that's the greatest compliment of all. So thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You bet it. Hopefully every once in a while you pop in and just give us some insight. Because I think it's a great opportunity to get in down there.
Yeah.
But they need someone like you for where, how, when, why, and managing it.
And it's a two-prong opportunity. The leveraged money is never going to be this affordable.
Ugh.
This is a two-prong opportunity.
Yeah.
So borrow wisely. That's the key to success. All right, thank you so much.
You betcha.
Thank you.
God bless, man. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. I want to thank Sean for coming in. Here's why I'm going to have him come in periodically. I think if you're going to buy investment properties, I have two ways of doing this. One, buy where you can oversee it. Okay, buy around you. Secondly, is Illinois the best way to place to do it? I don't know. That's up to you. But for me to get the biggest bang for my buck would be go to an area that's very well appreciating, low in taxes, and and again, the biggest thing is appreciating. You know, so here's why I asked Sean to come in. I my personal experience with this, I bought a property in 2000. It was pretty bad. I'll just say the whole thing was terrible. Here's why. I didn't have a Sean on my team. My realtor wanted to push a property on me, and I was young and, you know, full of vinegar, and I wanted a property down on the beach, and my goal was to have that property and cash flow it, try to pay it off as quick as I could, then have a second place down there in the winters that I can get out of here, go down there, spend some time, come back here, and so forth. Two issues arose. One was the crash. And not only did my business very much come to a halt almost because all lenders stopped lending, is the real estate tumbled. Well, I had to stop the bleeding. So I was one of those that had to dump that property for pennies on the dollar. Then you had people coming in just scooping that stuff up who now have doubled and tripled their money. God bless them. Okay. Here was my fault. I didn't oversee anything about it. I went down, looked at some places, liked this place, bought it, and that was it. I relied on the realtor to do all of my work, I guess I'll put it that way. I wanted her to, you know, basically show it, rent it, help me with the rents, help me with any issues if they called up, air conditioner isn't working and such. It was very minimally rented. And when I had a renter in there, they would be there for 2-3 months, stop paying. And then it would take 2 months to get them out. Ironically, I was down there one time and I'm meeting with her and she's antsy and she's got to go somewhere every time I tried to meet with her. And she's showing her properties. She's picking up rents. And I said, how many properties do you have? 8. How many are rented? 8. Why do I have one and it's probably vacant 6-8 months of the year? It's her. It was that person. She was terrible. And I'll just be blunt. She was terrible. My fault. I kept up with it. I didn't fire her and use some. I didn't know. I was naive. Didn't know where else to go. That's why I'm asking Sean in here. If you have an interest in getting investing in properties, I'm kind of like him. Can't go to California unless you want to spend $1 million. Most of us can't, especially on a second home or rental. Arizona, I'm not a 150-degree guy with just sand everywhere. That's not me. Florida is where I'd like to be. So I ask him. He's right in the wheelhouse. He's in areas that are appreciating. He can help you manage these properties. He's accountable. You can reach him. Reach me. I'll get with him. I'll track him down for you if I have to. So that's, you know, he does a lot of short-term rentals. We can run these numbers for you if you have some properties down there you're interested in. Every house is going to be unique. So we have to run the numbers on that specific property. What's the taxes? What's the homeowners association fee? What's this? Is it appreciating? How much rent is that area going to get? I have tools at my disposal that I can do a lot of these things with you or for you, as well as bring Sean along in the journey that he can help us through this process. You want to buy an investment property in Florida. What do we do? Well, you're going to talk with me about how we're going to leverage that money. There's ways to do that. Do we want to leverage it as, are we buying it as a second home? Might be a way to do that. If you don't need the rental income to qualify, we could possibly do it as a second home with minimum down payment. You might be only looking at 5% down. Is that a perfect way to go? I don't know. That's up to you. We don't want to really, but leverage the money in today's world because it's so cheap. But then what we do is we take your rental income and we're just going to shove it every penny into this mortgage to drive it down so you build equity fast. Okay, that's maybe one possibility. We buy it as a rental in a property. You need the rental income to qualify, but you have some money. We're going to need probably like 20% of a down payment. Okay, that puts you in a good equity position. Okay, so now we know, okay, how are we going to buy this? How are we going to buy this thing? Now, where and what are we going to buy? Well, we get Sean involved. Sean, here's our price range. Here's the wheelhouse of, you know, how much our payment could be and how much money we have. Where would you suggest we go? He's going to work with us in areas that we can get into. Okay. So now you get into it. So now that part's, let's say that's the simple part. It was buying the property. Okay. Now, from my experience, here's where the biggest issues arose. Managing the properties. It's like you buying a company and then just hoping to God it works, you know, but you don't go to work there. You don't oversee it. You don't know management. You're just hoping every month that they send you a check because you're the owner. It doesn't work that way. So we get Sean involved and say, Sean, how, what's the best way to do this? And then he can analyze it. Okay. We might want to post this on Airbnb. It's right next to the beach. It's going to pull in huge rents for at least 6 months of the year. We can get $250 a night, $300 a night, or we can get $1,000 a month in long-term rentals. Well, let's say we can all basically rent that out 6-7 months a year, every weekend and every long weekend. So we're getting 3 days of rent every week of $300 a day. So you're getting almost $1,000 every week from that property. Pump that money into the mortgage. Drive it down. So that might be the way to go. Or it might be an area where, you know what, we can get long-term rental. We can do very well with it. And, you know, a lot of these people, they want to live there. They just can't afford a property. But they're making our mortgage payment for us. So we take that mortgage payment every month and we just put it right toward our mortgage. They're paying our mortgage for us. We're leveraging that money, their money. A mortgage payment's being made, but by the person staying there, not by you. So this is an area where I really would like, if you're looking to build in real estate, You want a portfolio. It's a good way to invest your retirement income as well. But be cautious. We will have another recession. It could be in a year. It could be in 2 years. It could be in 5 years. How dramatic that recession is, I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. And if somebody says, yeah, it's going to do this, they have no clue what's going on with it. So that's the show what I want to discuss. If you're looking to build in real estate, pick where you want to be. You might say, you know, I just don't want to go to Florida. That's not my gig. I get it. You know, so, you know, I could still help you buy in Illinois. I can help you buy pretty much anywhere in the country at this point. I'm with Parkside Lending now. The reason for that move was so I can help people all over the country. I have a huge following. Thank God to AM 1160 in the show is I'm taking this show and I'm putting it all over the web every day. I'm on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, every social media out there. I try to post it and I'm getting huge followings from it. I'm getting calls daily from Florida, California, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin. It's amazing how big this show is becoming online. So, and I'd like to help. And that's why I made a move. I have more products now. I have definitely more support, more tools to my disposal, and I can help people all over the country. And that's why I do this. So, I got a hack for the day. I'm going to end it with that. This one is, I won't say it's a hack. It's just some advice to build your credit long-term if you can. Don't apply for new credit for over a year if you can help it. You know, you might need a car, you might need a credit card, but I highly suggest this will help your credit scores long run. If you limit the amount of credit you keep getting, many people, or a tool that a lot of people use today, is they keep jumping around to 0% interest rates for 12 months. I get it. I do it. I have some college bills for my kids every month popping in. So I'll put it on this account. That month I couldn't pay it off. So I apply for another account for, you know, 2-3 months, 6 months and no interest, pop it over there, make 6 months payments at 0% interest, pay it off and go for it. You know, you could do that. But if you really want to strive to get an 800 credit score, you know, do a lot of the hacks that I give. But one other big hack is don't apply for any new credit for over a year if you can. And that'll help maximize your credit scores to the best of their abilities. So I hope you like today's show. Sean, he's going to pop in once a week and give us a surprise, and I'm going to quiz him down on how the real estate market's going in Florida and what he sees down the road, and also give us any progress on callers that called in that we're helping out. We can kind of follow them along. How's it going? You know, did they buy? How's the cash flow going? And so forth. So I appreciate you following me today. If you want to reach out to me, please give me a call, 630-338-1160. You can reach me at dfrio, that's F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com, or find me at 1160mortgage.com. God bless. Come back again tomorrow. Same time, same place.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.